Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Pastor Trevor Pinniger from Federated Church of Bon Durant. He is the guest of the Senator from Polk, Senator Nunn, and the Representative from Polk, Representative Losi. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Jackson Birdwell of Altoona.
Mr. President and Senate members, thank you so much for having me today. It's an honor to be here and an honor to be in the midst of all of you. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day and this great opportunity to represent the state of Iowa. Lord, you've brought us here from all different places. You've given us opportunities to intermingle and meet with people of all different backgrounds. Lord, help us to represent the state with pride and dignity. Help us to represent its people with integrity and courage. Help us to do all that you call us to do. When we consider bills, when we consider legislation, Lord, please help us to do this with our hearts and our minds as you call and direct us. Help us to know that even though we are on our own, you bring support to us in many different forms. Bless this day, bless this group of people, and thank you for allowing us to represent this fine state and its fine people. We pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? Pursuant to Rule 38, the chair refers Senate File 279 and Senate File 321 from the regular calendar to the Committee on Ways and Means. There is business in the well. The secretary will read.
Following messages were received from the House. The House has on February 20, 2019 passed the following bills, which concurrent Senate has asked. House File 223, bill for recommending reimbursement of witness mileage expenses. House File 262, bill for recommending payment promotional schemes to make payments applicable. House File 264, bill for recommending division of domestic stock insurers. House File 266, bill for recommending sole commitment of sexually violent predators. House File 291, a bill for recommending the community spouse resource allowance for the Medicaid program. House File 292, a bill for recommending the frequency of the reporting and the annual analysis findings relative to Medicaid managed care member appeals. House File 323, a bill for recommending the exploitation of dependent adult by a caretaker. We also have, for the information of the body, three gubernatorial appointees to introduce. The first is Chris Kramer from Clive, governor's appointee to the Culture Affairs Department, the guest of the State Government Committee, Senator Smith and Senator Yoakum. She will be in the Senate lounge for half an hour after this. The next is Debbie Durham from Sioux City, the governor's appointee to the as the executive director of the Iowa Finance Authority, guest of the department or the Committee of Commerce, Senator Smith and Senator Yoakum. She'll be in the lounge for half an hour after this. Third one is Matt Strong from Des Moines, the governor's appointee as the CEO of the Lottery Authority, guest of state government, Senators Smith and Yoakum, and he will be in the lounge for half an hour after this.
Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements, introductions, or points of personal privilege? For what purpose does the Senator from Story, Senator Kornbach, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an order for an announcement.
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, we are pleased today to have the alliance, the Honor Alliance for Boys and Girls Clubs in the building. They will be here this noon to offer us peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for lunch. So from 11:30 to 1 down in 1116, a good healthy lunch would do all of us good, I'm sure. Also attending today, and I don't know how many of these individuals will be able to make it, travel in this state has been a challenge the last 48 hours. But I want to read you the names of the Youth of the Year candidates. They've been selected by their respective clubs for demonstrating exceptional character and service to their club, community, and family. The local Youth of the Year will compete in an upcoming state competition, and the winner will go on to compete nationally. So if one of these is from your hometown, be sure to congratulate them when they see them. They include Vanessa Richards from Council Bluffs, Tony Lennon from Carter Lake, Mikhail Tico from Cedar Rapids, Princess Walker from Central Iowa, Corey Hafferberg from Story County, Daisy Coleman from Sioux City, Javier Hernandez from Davenport, and Sabir Muhammad from Cedar Valley. I'm hoping that many of them will be able to make it here this noon for the lunch, and I would be remiss not to introduce Amber Corleone and the gallery up there who will be accompanying them. In addition to her work with the Boys and Girls Club, she is also a member of the Ames City Council.
For what purpose does the Senator from Dickinson, Senator Whiting, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you. I would like to invite all of my colleagues to a lunch today to discuss a bill that I've introduced, SJR 11, which seeks to have the state's proposed terminals amendment to members of Congress. Kim Quinn, Regional Director of U.S. Term Limits, is an expert on amending the Constitution under Article 5, and he'll be presenting. That's today from 12 to 1. That is in room 19, the Ronald Reagan room, and I hope that you will be able to attend and get a good lunch while you're at it. Thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the Senator from Delaware, Senator Zumba, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. We're in order for an announcement.
You're in order, Senator.
Mr. President, this is National FFA Week. And those of you know here in Iowa, the FFA organization is a youth organization that is now stretched into the middle school, plus what we've all seen, those beautiful blue jackets that show up here at the Capitol every year. Along with that, FFA has grown from when I was in high school of nearly 14,000 members. And this past year, they hit a new record of over 16,000 members, with the majority of those being, the majority of the new chapters being urban chapters. So the organization has grasped agriculture in many, many arenas, and we appreciate the growth of that organization. We appreciate the leaders that it sends out across the world, and especially here in the state of Iowa. So if you see an FFA member in that sporting that blue corduroy jacket that they've had for nearly 75 years, tell them hi and tell them you appreciate their leadership. It's National FFA Week.
There being no other senators seeking the floor, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Republicans will caucus in room 22 upon adjournment. I would move that the Senate adjourn until Monday, February 25th at 1 p.m.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say yay. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned until Monday, February 25th at 1 o'clock p.m.